he spoke about we have the Rotson, we have the Hanor. So the Hanor is intrinsic, the most intrinsic part of the being, he said, is connects to something through the process that it feels good about. That's referred to as that's the chush of Hanor. See, called the chush of Hanor is the pneumis of the person. And he pointed out that's why, you know, when we daven, we daven b'harav no. That our relationship to learning should be that it mixes into us. That becomes part of our being. So the Hanor, Hashem is made of the nature of the human being. That which it enjoys is that's what's intrinsic to it. The nature of us is what we relate to, we like, we enjoy. Rotson is that a person has things that they want to accomplish. We want to get to, sometimes the Rotson and the Hanor will be in conflict. And that's when you come to Kaich of Bechira. That's when the concept of Bechira comes into play.
You don't have Bechira when they're not?
Correct. In other words, vanilla ice cream versus chocolate ice cream is not Bechira. I'm choosing. That's not what it means. Bechira. Bechira is the kayak to make a decision to be mad if a rotzen over something which I'm pulling myself. I myself am pulled the other way. My hanor, which is the deeper being of the person, is saying I want X. The rotzen is saying I want Y, and I'm deciding between the two of them. So he's going to talk about Bechira more as he goes along. That's the flow of the next piece. Okay. It's a bit like my last paragraph before the three dots. So the Ani, which he said is the Rotzen, Hanor, and Bechira, impacts the person in every part of the being. The Ani is there. It's the gate to the Ruach and the gate to the Guf. Yam Yochan. Karech Rotzen is an Atzmoy Ruchani, and the Atzim Rotzen is, it's not a physical, you look at an animal, and the animal doesn't come along and say that it has ruts, it has instincts, it has functions, and that's it. Animals, we have a goal in life, we're going to better the life of animals in this world, you know. There's no ruts, it doesn't have ruts, it doesn't have a goal that it wants to accomplish something, other than whatever has been ingrained to it instinctively that it's supposed to do. So Rotzen is more rooted in the ruchnius of the person. It might be, well, we'll see, he's going to define ruchnius in a second. Doesn't necessarily mean, it means in the higher functioning elements of the human being, for now. It wants to deal with the physical realities. So that's more gashmi. However, they function together, and they're so bound together. If you want to say, where did the guf and the nefesh come together? They come together in this function of the rotz together with the hanor. Totally, who'll be bechira said, but it's our choice. If a rotzen yehopek l'machshir a guf, and b'chushanah yisrael ben l'shivas chushes aynagim ruchniyim. So I can have a person say, my his primary focus in life is the hanor, and his rotzenus will be all of that, the karak ruchin that he has to push towards goals will be to facilitate the hanor that which, the hanor which is there. See, the person would say, you know, we grapple with this, we, you know, people who work to eat, right? And they eat to work, and they work to eat. So there you have, the working is the rotzen. I'm making it, I want something, I want to eat. I told my karak of rotzen, I'm having a shifa, having ability, having willpower, right? I have willpower, right? And I can stick to it and make a lot of money. Right? And then what? I have a lot of money, I can have a good time. So the bottom line is, the good time was the Machriya, and the Ratzon's function was just Echad Timsa for that. But here we took this Kayach, this phenomenal power of willpower, which our human beings would take that and make them into athletes. Some will take them, make them into tremendous givers in this world, and they help people. Some will take it into becoming tremendously knowledgeable people, spending hours focusing on studying. This guy's focusing on having a lot of money so you have a good time. He used that kayak, which is a tremendous kayak, called Ratzon for Hanoi. I can do that around. The person can start with a tremendous, deep desire to accomplish something of value in this world, to the point that I connect to it, to the point that I push to get a physical Hanoi from doing it. That's when the opposite had happened, that the Hanoi combined into the Ratzon, as opposed to the Ratzon combining into the Hanoi. We have both choices, options. So that's when we discuss about Bechira, that's really the depths of our choices are this decision. Do we use the Ratzon towards the Hanoa or the Hanoa towards the Ratzon? Take a look at the footnote for a second. I'm a solicitor in Perek Zion, famous in solicitor. The person doesn't have a desire, which means a pleasurous desire for ruchnius, for zrizis. He will make a decision to move, do actions quickly. And the result will be shetivolad boy achem da b'tevo. It will eventually develop a natural chimur for it. Kiatzenua hakitzoyno areres hapenimis. Famous is Hashorim that your out that your actions will generate something inside. Now, atzenua hakitzoyno hierots. The way we've been defining this, that's the actions which we have decided we are valuable enough that we're going to commit to do them. Which is totally under our rishus. Well, dying ain't by her goshes. But the problem was, he doesn't. Chemda means is related to the concept of enjoyment. There's no enjoyment in it. So I decided that you look at certain people and they push it, enjoy learning. You can tell the person push it, getting he's getting an oinig out of learning. Person enjoys davening. Person is excited about mitzvahs. So, well, we do mitzvahs because we're supposed to do mitzvahs. And we daven because we're supposed to daven. And we're very committed. We don't enjoy them. Right? So, here, the Ratzon and the oinig have not combined together. Yet. So, what he's telling you, if you generate a high level of focus of Ratzon and commit to it for a period of time, eventually the oinig starts coming with. That's the inner feeling of pleasure and oinig, which I today someone actually described, and that he had a burning thirst for Kodesh Boro. Okay. We don't necessarily relate to that. I mean, you guys do. Right? But at least the concept is something which is not, we've met individuals like that. Right, where it's a oinig in what they're doing. Rashi. It says, Atoim Shemaya Tishmu Bekerli. It's like Rashi. Im Atom Tekablu Aleichem. If you will make a commitment, Ye'erav Lochem Ikanalavo. It'll become pleasurable. Shekola Schol is cautious. Beginnings are difficult. But what it's saying is that ends are not. Right? At some point in time, right, you can picture a person who, you know, was not necessarily a person who always came on time to davening, or came with the davening, right? And he made a real commitment to come to davening, and he came day after day after day. For that person, being in davening is much more pleasurable in many ways than not being in davening anymore. If you miss a davening, you feel very upset. So it wasn't just because the rutsins, the person has made an emotional connection to his davening. The person will invest more into it. Get to the point. Now I'll just have emotional investment, which will show up in a negative sense. If I miss, I feel bad. But when you're there, you're really going to say, you know, I'm happy to be here, and I'm enjoying the davening. You might have one person who has commitment. Maybe the German has expressed the fact he has a chance to shoes with his friends. There, he's come every day, never misses. Every day he shoes with his friends, will davening. Right, so he blew it. Right. But the person that said one day will say, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. I really want to focus on my davening. In the beginning it might be hard, but eventually he would start enjoying davening. So the same thing is true when it comes to everything else. So Haskola hi haratzon. The count of Haskola is a decision that a person makes. Then eventually the oinig will come. That's year. It'll become yar v'chem. It'll become pleasurable. Remember, he chanted the word ore means that it will mix into the person. Right? The moment that you know that this decision that you've made has become intrinsic into the being is when you start enjoying what you're doing. It'll be mismazmeg into the person. It'll be absorbed into the being of the person. So, I think there's different levels of it. That's, I say, the first level is you almost notice it more in the negative than in the positive. It becomes that point of a person will miss it, and it's going to bother him. So he's not necessarily getting a high level of pleasure out of it, but he's getting enough out of it that if it's not there, he's feeling like my day is missing something. Something missing in my day. So that means you've connected it to an emotional level. And you want to get the levels beyond that. I told you I once heard from one of my chaverim. He said, you know, so how long does it take? He says, Rashi answers the question. Rashi says, it's a kabbal aleichem. If you truly decide, it'll happen. The problem is that we vacillate. He says, we don't truly commit. We don't truly decide that this is what I really want to, I really, really want to do. I'd like to do it. I think it's a nice thing to do, you know, like they call it the wanawanas, you know. So wanawanas doesn't work. So you remain vacillating for years. You never get the halal. The moment the person says, forget it, I'm really doing it, he really means it. It's not just saying it, but he really means it. He throws himself in. At that point in time, it starts getting easier. Starts coming orev to the person, because there was a real connection of the rotsin. There's going to be einig, which will follow. Which follows soon. That's his word over here. Okay. Atinuk miyom arishin margish banovitzar. That's, you know, day one, the kid is ready. Because that's such an intrinsic that being in the element of the being of the person. So tzar and einig are tzar and hanor are there on day one in the child. Gam rotsin humegala kvar be yosei puot. Even when he's young, children start projecting rotsin. Right, guys? What?
Independence,
right? You know, however, Bechira is a different ballgame. Madregas Mitkuma in Tivim with the Rashi's Shikol Sichli. It's not so much based on its instincts. You like that Hebrew word over there? I remember Hebrew? Tivim. Instinct team. The Rashi is Shiko Sikli. There's a decision being made, so the mind has to be developed enough to make a decision. Without the madrega of maturity, you can't really choose. Okay. Now, what do you mean? Kids choose all the time. If he takes the candies, he's going to get in trouble. We'll be telling him, but he wants the candies. Right? So he's going to choose between the 2 points. That's vanilla ice cream and chocolate ice cream. Why? Hayishkan ma'avak bein shtei nigiyus. I have the hanoah of not being beaten up, and I have the hanoah of having candy. Which hanoah is stronger to me? But at the end of the day, it's not a choice between rotzen and hanoah. It's between two nigiyus. It's between two hanoah.
Kids have an innate, they want to have approval. So, a lot of times they'll do things because you give approval.
Correct, so that's also a hanoah.
So then when does...
When do you grow out of that?
Yeah, maybe
Next paragraph. Harry Mavik, Yeshka Mavik, there's a 5 between Stein Nagias. Ashibal Hanoa, Bapach, and Bifneonish. Hanagia Gavaris Williboy, Himakria, Mavagas. So at the end of the day, it was the Nagia which decided. The pleasure of the immediate pleasure of the candy is worth it for the Pachin of the Oynish.
But if they do choose that to not have that candy, so most kids, yeah, they'll choose to take the candy because they can't think.
The other kid's choosing because he doesn't want the Oynish. It's a Viter, it's a Nagia. Viter, it's a Hanoa issue.
But it's a sickly day.
It's not immediate.
So it's an awareness. At the end of the day, it wasn't a decision on a higher plane in the sense of a value versus a non-value.
So it was a higher plane than the person who's taking the candy without considering the consequences.
Yes. We were happy that he matured to that madriga. Yes. That's the first step towards that.
But where do you sit? I mean, that's what Avodameya Yira.
We'll get there.
This
Gabrusa shall instinct echel al mishneyu ein likra b'shem ein likra should be b'shem. What do you have?
B'shem? B'chira. B'shem b'chira.
I have shebeim. He must have corrected it in the later years. Next revision, shebeim. Shin beis men, not shin men. You can't call b'chira. That's not really b'chira. It's not the karech of b'chira.
In the example of the chocolate versus the vanilla, I can hear that. But here we're saying that there's something more than that.
What we're saying is that the person's seichel has developed to realize that there are consequences. But consequences is not rotzen.
It's not saying I want to not take the candy?
No. The kid's not saying, I made a decision that
I don't want to get hit.
The decision of being a yosher and being a righteous person and making a statement to the world of importance of not Zayla overrode my decision the kid's not, he's not getting philosophical, right? He's saying, I'm scared about the results, so I'm worried about the pain of the issue of the pain and the pleasure of not having pain versus the pleasure of having a can. You need a little seichel to figure that out. Good, Baruch Hashem, right? So then the kid says, it's not because I'm going to get punished, but approval. So approval is also something which is an instinct. The child instinctively understands it's important to have approval from somebody else. That's become before. That's desire for COVID. Right? So that's also a hanoah. So people do many, many strange things. Children can. A woman who walks around them when it's 30 degrees outside, dressed the way she's dressed. What's motivating her? She wants approval. The hunger of approval is greater than the pain of the cold. So that's the decision that she made. The hunger of fitting in, the hunger of approval, whatever it is that she's going to get, is worth it for her. So now the madriga, the hanav, is doing the right thing. Is it about? That's when you're getting to the when the person comes along and says, "We'll get to that." Hopefully, I don't know tonight. But there's a Muslim, a person makes a decision. It's right, whether I like it or not. It's right. I'm not doing it because if I'm doing it because I enjoy doing the right thing. So now what happens, that's my starting point. That's not a special of Rotson either, theoretically. But usually where do you get to that from? Because I made a decision that my Rotson was valuable to is right, and I chose that over my Hanoah. The nature of the being is eventually I'll have Hanoah in my Rotson. Good, that's fine. Because the starting point of that interaction was Rotson. And a kind of Bechira of Rotson over Hanoah. But eventually you get to the point where I am happy and I enjoy doing the right thing. That's a great thing. Then your goof is going to say, hey, it's another side. But it's not like you're Kaich of Bechira, because that was all an expression of a decision of Bechira to get to that point. You're right. I don't sit there every single time. The same way I don't sit there every single time. You know, Baruch Hashem, the person's keeping Shabbos. Yes, lights, no lights. Yes, lights, no lights. Yes, lights, no lights. You know, I don't make that decision constantly. But at some point in my life, I made that decision. And at that point, it wasn't necessarily easy. But that decision was made, and now it became that would be painful to me to do otherwise. So now my Hanoah is being a sayeya to my Rotson. That's a great thing. So Solanter says that every time you make a decision, which eventually becomes part of your makeup, you get scarred in Shemaim as if you made the decision every single time. Because the chain reaction that you created is a very, very powerful chain reaction. You get credit for all of the results. Cut one more. And he's putting about Smeinu. That's my kids. What about us? Some bottom of a booger, right? Us mature individuals. He manach the marbim lishtamish b'karach b'chira. Do we use b'chira a lot? Tivim, chinuch, hergol, v'negiyas, shultin bonu kemat, shultin muchlut, minoyer ad seva. Most of what we do is not a process of b'chira. You talk it. Shonim yotzi yeshnoiso, mibli hizdaki k'karach b'chira. For example, Baal Tivim Noicha, a person by nature is a relaxed type of guy. And he was trained a certain way. And that's how he goes. So mitzvoisov milumar. Nigiyoisov mechazkos osay bedarker. What's his nigiyas? Kavin v'harocha kitzalik. He was a wise, such a nice guy. You know. Nisyonis loy petu. The Russian never sent him a major nisoy. But you call it a schnoisov b'shem toiv. Bibli shoya boicher bedarker mitoy chaskomas sichlis atzmoyis. He never had an independent decision that he ever made to really choose the right thing over the wrong. It's very possible, he says. Okay.